Philip Sun for PSDD's urgent care. Today's date is 08/11/2025. Dictation is for Juan Hernandez. Hernandez spells H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z. Juan spells J-U-A-N. Date of birth is 11/10/1975. This is a 49-year-old gentleman here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Mr. Juan was seen here on 08/08/2025 for a routine physical examination. Has some labs drawn and is there to review those results, period, he states. Since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care, and today says yes. No complaints, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed. Semicolon, patient reports problem sleeping, period. He said at night he gets only about 2 to 3 hours of sleep. He said he would go to sleep but cannot stay asleep, period. And he endorses tobacco and alcohol use. Next paragraph. A physical examination is alert, oriented in no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% at room air. Blood pressure is 137 over 79. Pulse 64. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.4. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. No abrasions, lacerations, microcephalopapules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is hypercholesterolemia, number 2 is hyperglycemia, number 3 is hyperthyroidism, number 4 is low T, period. Next paragraph. Around patient I review is labs. The labs reveal cholesterol greater than 300. We had lengthy discussions about approach to manage this cholesterol, include lifestyle changes and medical intervention, period. He agreed with my plans for starting atorvastatin 20 milligrams 1PO daily for 90 days, and we will repeat his labs in 90 days, period. Next. Hyperglycemia. This indice is not significantly elevated. No difference of difference of 10. We discuss lifestyle changes to mom to address this issue. It's not significant to start medication, however, but patients will have a discussion on his alcohol use and his that contribution to elevated glucose. Says he understands and will try his best to stop hyperthyroidism. His result is not that significant. He has a TSH of 0.37, an elevated TSH, and the response in terms of T4 and T3 are normal. There's no significant elevation in T3 or T4. Thus, patient was not inclined starting medication after I explained the findings to him. Now, we will monitor this level and repeat his thyroid studies in 3 months period. Next, we discuss his elevated decreased testosterone and intervention. The patient is not inclined to give himself injections and requests a topical medication. He was given a prescription of testosterone transderm, 1% gel. That's a 12.5 milligrams pump. We'll do one pump daily for 90 days. He will apply the pump, the gel to his skin at different sites every day. we discuss patients' risk factors, and we talk about how we can manage these risk factors along with our intervention. He says he understands and will cooperate. He will stop drinking, stop smoking, and start exercising. He is concerned about sleeping at night. Please include his assessment, insomnia. He was given hydroxyzine, 50 milligrams to take one at bedtime. End of dictation.